Good morning, everyone. Today is a very special day in the church calendar, as we talked a little bit about before the service started. Today is Refreshment Sunday, the Sunday midway in Lent. Refreshment Sunday is also known as Rose Sunday, happening twice in our church calendar, once in Advent and again in Lent. And on those days, the fast was allowed to be relaxed. And in addition, the liturgical colors change and replaced with those with rose and or pink, which is why it became known as Rose Sunday. Now, it's also called Mid-Lent Sunday, Mothering Sunday, and I'm told it's even called Joke Sunday. Well, today I'm going to skip the jokes, but I will ask you a question. Who was your favorite teacher in school? We all had many, I'm sure, but mine was my high school French teacher, Miss Spelling. Now, Miss Spelling was not the most popular teacher in the school. She really wasn't outgoing. She didn't dress in the latest styles. I clearly remember her wearing a soft gray dress with brown boots. She was quiet. And although I didn't do well in French, she was kind and she was patient to me as I learned. She worked one-on-one with me. She never made me feel stupid or less than. She was quietly encouraging. She guided me where I needed to go. And she came up with some really cool ways to learn French. She took our class to a Molière play in New York City. She had us read The Stranger in French, and she helped us really experience the language. She guided us as we learned. Well, Jesus was that kind of teacher. And have you, if you've ever tried to explain God's love to someone who didn't get it, we actually today meet Jesus as he's trying to explain to Nicodemus Nicodemus's questions about the unknown. Now, Jesus helps Nicodemus and us describing our faith. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Now, this passage has come to be known as the nutshell passage because it expresses our faith in 25 words in a nutshell. So let's break this nutshell down into three separate parts. First, that God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Imagine that kind of love, giving up a son or daughter, giving up your only son or daughter. God just didn't give us this love. He gave us it, Jesus, as a symbol and a sacrifice so we could see how much he loves us and also how important the gift of eternal life really is. Now, some have said that this gift of love sets an example for us. If you love someone dearly, you'll be willing to give up whatever you have and whatever you value. Jesus didn't live a long life like Abraham, though God could have made that happen. He doesn't die peacefully in his sleep, though God could have made that happen too. God gives his only son just for us. Now, the second part of the verse is about who God is giving the gift to. He gives it to all who believe in him. The Message, the Bible in contemporary language, uses the words, by believing in him, anyone who trusts him is acquitted. This gift is not just for anyone. It is for everyone who believes. Now, I don't understand why God excludes people who don't believe. For many, including me, this is very difficult to hear. There are many places in the Bible that show us that God excludes people who ignore his love or reject him. In one Bible commentary, I was reminded, however, that the people who are excluded are different than the people who have momentary doubts. We all have those times in our lives. People without the gift are those who reject or ignore him. Now, I've come to understand that it is not for us to judge who believes and who doesn't. That's God's territory. It is enough for us to know that everyone who looks up to Jesus, trusting and expectant, will gain eternal life. Believing is not knowing in the brain, it's knowing in the heart. And for me, it's about letting go and letting God. Now, the third part of the nutshell is about who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Wow, eternal life. This is a quality or character of our new existence in Christ, as well as the unending character of this life. John declares that this eternal life is the present reality for us Christians, the present time, not just something when we die. The term everlasting life is defined in the Catechism in our Book of Common Prayer as, quote, a new existence in which we are united with all the people of God in the joy of fully knowing and loving God and each other, our community. Author Mary Fairchild talks about the type of what eternity is all about, saying, the Bible reveals to us very few concrete details about eternity in heaven, the afterlife, and what happens when we die. God must have a good reason for keeping us wondering about the mysteries of heaven. Perhaps our finite minds could never comprehend the realities of eternity. For now, she says, we can only imagine. Now, how can these three parts of the nutshell help us grow in our faith on this Refreshment Sunday? Well, for me, over the COVID year, many of us have experienced the death of family or friends. At times of grief and loss, I wonder, what is eternal life? What does it look like? What are the daily routines in heaven? Oh, is that even a thing? Time up in heaven? Is it the best, the very best of our daily life here on earth? Who will I be with when I get there? And how will it feel to have God's love surround me 24/7? See, I'm still going back to that time thing. Well, the nutshell makes me realize how simple my faith can be expressed. 25 words. And finally, how easy it would be for me to share that love with others, so perhaps they can experience this gift of eternal life. C.S. Lewis reminds us, if you read history, you will find that Christians who did the most for the present world are those who did the least for the present world were precisely those who thought the most of the next. So as we enjoy this Refreshment Sunday, let us give thanks for the gift of Jesus, for the wonderful company of believers, and for the blessing of eternal life, now and forever.